702. Mandy Wiener.
Weekdays, 12 to 1 p.m.
12:23 here on the Midday Report. So the Basic Education Minister, Angie Motshekga, is having a briefing tomorrow where she's going to be speaking about schools and the response to COVID. We don't know what she's going to be saying yet, but the Acting Health Minister saying today about the vaccines for teachers, those 300,000 Johnson & Johnson jabs arriving in the country. So let's find out more about that. The union's obviously reacting to that announcement as well. Thando Kubeka, EWN reporter, watching that story for us. Thando, good afternoon to you. What do we know about the vaccine rollout for teachers and what has the response been?
Well, teacher unions are obviously breathing a sigh of relief following the news that, you know, the vaccination program is set to get underway with the arrival of these 300,000 J&J vaccines later today. You do remember that the vaccination plan suffered some setback last week when the United States Food and Drug Administration deemed the J&J vaccines unfit for use and following some contamination programs. So the news that they will be replaced and that they will be arriving, these jabs will be arriving later today, has been wildly welcomed by SATU's Mokoena Maluleke. Let's take a listen.
We want to welcome the news that the vaccine is arriving. However, the little bit of a delay is a concern for us because it still has got to be checked by the National Laboratory. However, the 300,000 doses that are going to be availed for the teachers must be welcomed as one of the first line of defense for our economy, and for higher education in particular.
Now, Mandy, unions are calling for clarity on, you know, timelines on the vaccination program and when it will actually begin in the country. All we know from government at this stage is that it plans to inoculate nearly 500,000 school staff in about 10 days and that all school staff will be eligible for the jabs and not just those not just those over the age of 40. Now, NPTOSA's Basil Manuel has called for more vaccines to arrive as soon as possible. Let's take a listen to him.
NPTOSA has been in the forefront of calling for vaccines for teachers. As you can remember, we've agitated for this for a long time, and we are now saying, yes, it's part of the victory, but it's not a victory, and we're not. We don't dare claim it for ourselves. We know that the other unions were part of it, and we know that the ministry supported us. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened as smoothly as it did. There are still some concerns about the quantity, but we're going to be discussing that on Saturday because there may be opportunities. I'm not sure, but we've already asked what is the possibility of leveraging additional doses because the 300,000 won't cover all the education workers.
And then, of course, we're having a briefing tomorrow from the Basic Education Minister, Angie Motshekga. Do we have any indication at this stage what she might be saying? Because we do know that all learners are supposed to be going back from July every single day. At the moment, it is staggered. Do we know anything about this, Thando?
So, Mandy, we don't know exactly what she will say, but it's definitely regarding the returning of pupils to daily timetables, and those are primary school pupils across the country who are expected to return to daily schooling from July. And, of course, this news of the inoculation of teachers, which is now getting on track, you know, being wildly welcomed by teachers, by teacher unions, of course, they're hoping that it will happen before those school pupils mainly return to the classroom.
Thando, I'm going to ask you quickly to just change gear because there's another story that you've been covering today. We were hoping to speak to Steve Mabona from the Education Department. We are still going to be trying him. But a principal of a school in Fynetown that's in the south of Joburg was shot dead earlier today. What do we know about that?
So the Housing Education Department confirmed this morning, Mandy, the news broke this morning that a school principal has been shot and killed inside the school premises at a school called Buyani Primary School. And, of course, it's in Fynetown here in Johannesburg. The details surrounding that incident was not clear in the morning, but we know that the NEC Banyaza Lesofi is at the school meeting with the school staff and, of course, trying to get details of exactly what happened. And, of course, we may be hearing from him later on today to give us more details of what transpired there.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Thando Kubeka, EWN reporter, just chatting to us there about the vaccine rollout for teachers. And we are hoping to get some kind of info from either Panyaza Lesufi, the MEC, or from his spokesperson, Steve Mabona, about that principal that was shot dead in Fine Town earlier today.